WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
If you follow the weather at all, you've probably heard the term SKU-T. Sort of sounds like it could be the name of a popular rap group, but it isn't. A SKU-T is one of several thermodynamic diagrams used by scientists to represent the thermodynamic state of the atmosphere derived from data measurements of radiosondes, those instruments sent aloft using weather balloons. In these diagrams, temperature and dew point values are displayed with respect to pressure. Thus, the diagram gives the actual atmospheric stratification and vertical water vapor distribution. The main feature of thermodynamic diagrams is the equivalence between the area in the diagram and energy. When air changes pressure and temperature during a process and prescribes a closed curve within the diagram, the area enclosed by that curve is proportional to the energy which has been gained or released by the air. There are mainly three different types of thermodynamic diagrams used by the different weather services: SKU-T log P diagram, often just SKU-T, tephogram, and emmogram. These all are derived from the physical P-alpha diagram, which combines pressure and specific volume, or alpha, as basic coordinates. The P-alpha diagram shows a strong deformation of the grid for atmospheric conditions and is therefore not really useful in atmospheric sciences. The three diagrams are constructed from the P-alpha diagram by using appropriate coordinate transformations. The title, SKU-T log P, is based on the position of two of the axes. The temperature axis is at a 45-degree angle and therefore skewed. The pressure is on the vertical axis but displayed on a log scale, hence the log P. The three other axes are mixing ratio, moist adiabats, and dry adiabats. Emmograms were first devised in 1884 by Heinrich Holtz for use in Europe. The tephogram was invented in 1915 by Napier Shaw and is used primarily in the United Kingdom and Canada. In 1947, H. Herlofsen proposed a modification to the emmogram which allowed straight horizontal isobars and provided a large angle between isotherms and dry adiabats, similar to that in the tephogram. It was thus more suitable for some of the newer analysis techniques being invented by the U.S. Air Force. The SKU-T log P diagram is the most widely used thermodynamic diagram in the United States today. If you have questions about weather terms you hear and you want to know more about them, send them to question@weatherbrains.com.